We're continuing the Shir on Likutei Halachos, Yoredeya, Chelek Beis, Hilchas Geirin, Halacha Gimel, Paragraph Chof Zayin. We'll give a short introduction because we have one or two new people here. This halacha is based on a chapter in Likutei Moran, chapter 59, Torah Nun Tes in Likutei Moran, which is one of the most outstanding chapters that deals with the topic of Kiruv, bringing people that are far from Hashem close to Hashem, Balei Tshuva and Geirin. Rabbeinu Zal, in that chapter in the Likutei Moran, addresses the most critical issues related to that topic. And this halacha is Rabbi Nosson Zal expounding on that and explaining it and showing how all the laws in Shulchan Aruch that deal with Geirin, Geirus, conversion, everything, how it fits in perfectly with the spiritual concepts that Rabbeinu Zal explains over there in Likutei Moran. Right now, we're towards the end. We've had about 5-6 shiurim so far on this topic, and this is going to be the final one that's closing this particular halacha of Likutei Halachos. So we'll try, as we say it, to make it understandable even for somebody who's jumping in right now. Shayach Le'el, this is actually appendixes to the halacha. Rav Nosson Zal closed the halacha on the top of this page where he said, B'mheirav Yameinu Amein V'Yamein, and now he's adding a few appendixes. Shayach Le'el, related to what we spoke about earlier, Bishvil Zeh, based on what we've been learning here, we'll understand why Yisroi Daiko Zocho Litein Eitzel Amosh Rabbeinu Al-Dvar HaMishpot. There's an incredible, strange thing in the Torah. We know that the Torah, it consists of 613 mitzvahs. Two of them were given to us directly by Hashem. Anochi, the first two of the Ten Commandments, Hashem spoke, right? The Gemara says, Anochi v'lo yilech mipi gvura nemra. One is a positive mitzvah, one is a negative mitzvah, and those two actually are symbolic and representative of all 613 mitzvahs. And as soon as Hashem said those two, everybody died. Their souls left them because the light was so bright. And Hashem had to send angels with the dew of Tchias HaMesim to bring the Jews back to life. And then the Jews said to Moshe Rabbeinu, please, no more of that. We can't handle, we can't receive directly from Hashem. You get it from Hashem and we'll get it from you. This is what the Yidden said at Matan Torah. By the way, this addresses one of the most difficult problems that most Jews have in Yiddishkeit with the concept of tzaddik. Who needs a tzaddik? Why do we need tzaddik? What do you mean? Hashem, the Torah, I have the book, I have the movie, I have it. What do I need? The last thing I want in my life is a tzaddik. And we see from this particular incident that I just mentioned that all of Klal Yisrael, who were present at that time, everyone admitted that we need Moshe Rabbeinu, that we're not on the level to receive directly from Hashem, and we need to receive via the tzaddik Hashem's teachings, Hashem's light, in a way that we could use it in a positive way. So, and that's why it says, Torah tziva lanu Moshe. Torah, Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. The word Torah is Tof Reish Vav Hei, 611. 611 mitzvahs Moshe Rabbeinu taught us. Now the fact is that one of the most important pieces of the Torah was introduced by Yisroi, not by Moshe Rabbeinu. We find in Parshas Yisroi, when Yisroi comes to meet Moshe Rabbeinu and the Jews in the desert, and he sees what's going on, he sees what the duress that Moshe Rabbeinu is under. He's got people coming to him day and night to resolve questions, and Moshe Rabbeinu is trying to handle it, and Yisroi sees that it can't go on this way. And he says to Moshe Rabbeinu, I don't think you can continue this way. I propose the following. And he gives Moshe Rabbeinu a proposal of a whole set of a hierarchy to set up in the leadership of Klal Yisrael, to set up courts, higher courts and lower courts and intermediate courts, and Moshe Rabbeinu will be on top of all of them. And this is how you'll address all the conflicts and all the questions that Klal Yisrael have. And that parsha, that chapter begins with the words, V'ato sechezem ikol hom. You, Moshe Rabbeinu, will look out into the nation and choose qualified people. And Yisroi says over there what the qualifications should be. Anshei Chayil, Rei Elikim, Anshei Emes, Soinei Botza, all kinds of incredible, the real qualities that are needed for Jewish leadership, for a person who could be authority to teach Torah and to enforce the Torah, to help see to it that, you know, the Jews fulfill everything that it says. So there's a few chapters in Likutei Moran where Rabbeinu Zal expounds on that, you know, on why Yisroel was the one to introduce this and exactly what was going on there. But here, Rav Nosson Zal says, based on what we've been learning till now, how one of the most critical things that's needed when you want to bring people close to Hashem is mishpat, and it's needed especially when you're dealing with people who are far from Hashem, like Balei Tshuva or Gerim, where because of the fact that these people have been outside the arena of Kedusha, they've been into the Sitra Achra, they've been doing sins, or they've been living without mitzvahs. They didn't know about mitzvahs. They've been living either as Jews outside the perimeter of observance of mitzvahs, or even in the case of Gerim, they've been living as non-Jews. So there's all kinds of ra that's attached to them. And Rabbeinu Zal explained that in order, when they come to the Kedusha, they're bringing that with them. So we need a certain detergent. We need a certain fire. Rabbeinu Zal calls it an eish, to eliminate that ra. Otherwise, that ra is going to attach itself to the one who's being makariv them, and to the whole Bet Knesset, the whole group of people that are involved in this kiruv. And Rabbeinu Zal said, what's needed is mishpat. And we had a lot of explanation on what mishpat is. In the previous year, we spoke about two specific areas of mishpat. One is that the person who's leading this effort has to constantly be auditing himself. He has to have his spoidedus every day and constantly make cheshbon hanefesh, reviewing what am I doing? Why am I doing it? Am I doing it for the right reasons? Am I qualified? Where am I lacking? I have ask Hashem or ask advice from tzaddikim in order to be able to make sure I'm doing everything the right way. B'machshova, dibur, maisa, bein odom lamokim, l'chaveroi. That's one aspect of mishpat. And we said another aspect of mishpat is that the person doing this has to use incredible judgment to be super careful about what he says and how he says it and when he says it and to whom he says it. There's so many different factors that go into making sure that the message you're trying to get across, which is the Torah, the word of Hashem, that it gets across in a way that's beneficial to the ones that are hearing it, that it brings them closer, not that it pushes them further away, chas v'shalom, or makes them worse off. So these were two clear examples of the mishpat that's needed when dealing with Balei Tshuva and especially Gerim, to make sure that we, because mishpat is eish. Rabbeinu Zal, Rav Nosson, brought a few psukim, ki bo eish Hashem nishpat, many psukim to show this. And the mishpat is the fire that's needed to eliminate that ra. So now Rav Nosson Zal says, now you'll understand why, who is responsible for introducing mishpatim, the court system, the judiciary system into Klal Yisrael? The concept, the idea came from Yisroel. B'shvil ze Yisroel daiko zocho litein eitzel Moshe Rabbeinu al dvar mishpat. Now you'll understand why Yisroel was the one who was privileged, that he was the one who Hashem chose that he should give Moshe Rabbeinu the advice regarding mishpat. Moshe Rabbeinu needs advice? I said, absurd, ridiculous. Moshe Rabbeinu is the tzaddik of Klal Yisrael. All advice comes only from Moshe Rabbeinu. But here Hashem had a kavana. Hashem had a specific intention why Hashem wanted that Moshe Rabbeinu should get it from Yisrael. K'moshe Kosov, as the Pasuk says, that Yisroel said to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'ato Secheze, you will look into the people and choose those who are really qualified. Ki Yisroi shehu ger tzedek sheikar hiskarvusei lashem yisborach hoidea mishpat kanal. Because Yisroi, who was a righteous ger, and his whole coming close to Hashem is dependent especially on this mishpat, alkein zocho lohoisiv batoira parshas hamishpat. That's why he was privileged to add this parsha to the Torah, this chapter to the Torah of Mishpat, Shehi Va'ato Secheze, which begins with those words. That's number one. Next, V'alkein nismecha parshas matan Torah leparshas mishpat. Now you'll understand why, what happens right after that. Right after Yisroi gives Moshe Rabbeinu this advice of exactly how to establish the mishpat, the bote mishpat of Klal Yisrael, the announcement comes, we're going down to earth, matan Torah. Hashem's going to give the Torah to the world. Why does that follow right over here? The answer is, ki ho'esh shel matan Torah, hi bechinas esh ha-mishpat anal. Because as we learned previously, when the Torah describes matan Torah, it mentions maybe 10, 20 times the fire that was going on, that the mountain was fire and it was smoking, and the word Hashem spoke from fire, fire, fire. It's repeated again and again in Parshas Yisroi, and also we had it in last week's Parsha, Parshas Voeschanan. It mentions that there may be 6, 7 times, Eish, Eish, Eish. Why? Because that's this Eish of Mishpat. Because that's when Hashem was trying to bring Klal Yisrael. That's when all of Klal Yisrael were Balei Tshuva and Gerim. We were coming from Mitzrayim. We were coming from 210 years of Mitzrayim. We were coming from minus 49, the 49th level of Tumah. And now Hashem wanted to bring us close to Him. This Heichal HaKodesh was being established. All the Ra had to be burned away. That's why all the fireworks on Har Sinai. And that's why the prelude to that is Yisroi introducing the Mishpatim. Ki Yisroel niskarvu as Lashem Yisborach, because that's when the Jews actually officially became close to Hashem as a nation, as Bnei Yisroel. Next, paragraph Chavches, v'ze b'chinas tkia shvorim trua. We mentioned earlier, we spoke about the shofar that's blown on Rosh Hashanah. We mentioned that Rosh Hashanah is called Yoim Hadin. Rosh Hashanah is when all those Jews who don't go to shul all year around, they come for the high holidays. For Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, they're coming to shul. So again, Rosh Hashanah is when this Heichal HaKodesh is being established. When even those people who are far away, who didn't come all year round, now they're coming. And that's why Rosh Hashanah, that the first 10 days of the year are days of Mishpat, judgment. You made tshuva and you made din. And we have the shofar on Rosh Hashanah, which Rav Nosson Zal had shown earlier, is also an instrument of judgment, justice. The sound of the shofar, Koel Hashem Choytsev Lavoy Seish, represents fire also. Now he's going to go into detail regarding the three different sounds of the shofar. And that's why the shofar was so prominent on Har Sinai, at Matan Torah. They were blowing the shofar, blasting the shofar at that time. All Mishpat.